This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 140 of bookcareers.com live. Before we go into this week's topic about are you working too much, wasn't the interview with David Shelley, the CEO of Hachette, so fabulous? David is such a refreshing voice at senior management level. And if you haven't yet heard episodes 138 and 139, do please go back and listen. You are in for a real treat. And if you're stuck in your career, we've just released over 70 free careers clinic appointments. So do book in if you want to chat. So back to, are you working too much? We're at the period in the year where there are no more bank holidays until Christmas. And for a lot of publishers, it is a very busy season, whether marketing and sales are working on back to school, back to university, or Christmas plans. In a usual year, rights are focusing on Frankfurt and other book fairs, and editorial are confirming the catalogue for the season they are next planning for. I'm vague on this point, as some smaller publishers might still be choosing spring 2022 titles and others might already have Christmas 2022 signed off and be working on 2023. Such is the varied nature of the business we work in. In a normal job, when we talk about too much work or work overload, I would say that it's acceptable to have around 10% work overload. That in our world, you've probably got 10% more work than you can do in your normal working hours. Whether you agree with this or not, this is actually healthy, because what you don't want to get into is a situation where there isn't enough work. I'd actually say for most of us within publishing, we've probably got up to 25% work overload. And if you want to analyse whether you're working too much in your normal job, please revisit episode 12 of this podcast. Yes, one of the very early episodes where I encourage you to conduct a time and motion study. Yet today, the topic of are you working too much actually relates to what you are doing outside of your normal job. I see so many people on social media working too much outside of their day job, and perhaps they don't realise this. Those with side hustles probably realise that their side hustle is work and might instantly think, yes, I am working too much. But for those of you without side hustles, but a life full of extracurricular activities, you can still be working too much. And whether you agree with this or not, too much work will cause you to burn out, even if the too much work you are doing is nothing related to your day job, your side hustle, and absolutely nothing to do with publishing or books at all. Let's start with the interests, which might be seen as an extension of your job. If your reading pile is all the books which you have to read for your job, then this is an extension of work. If your reading pile is of books which you've been sent for review either on Goodreads or on your personal blog or to comment on or to discuss at a book club or for you to be able to contribute to a discussion on Twitter, then your reading pile could be seen as an extension of work and you are working too much. If you target the amount of pages of a book you need to read each day, then you are working too much. What you need to do is to read a book for complete pleasure. You pick up a book that you want to read, that you have chosen for yourself, not a recommendation where you are meant to report back to someone else, and read the book for pure pleasure without any pressure on you whatsoever to discuss, read, report, analyse, write about or think about in any way, or even have a deadline to finish, like a book you've borrowed from a friend. Your whole purpose is to read a book for complete and utter pleasure. If you think this is odd, ask yourself when you last read a book which didn't fall into the category where it might be an extension of work. Similar principles apply to anything that you do on social media, whether it's tweeting, Instagram, TikTok. By the way, have you seen Abby Hedden's TikToks? They are fabulous. Or collating a Pinterest board of decorating ideas. Anything social media is likely to be seen as an extension of work. You are sitting at a computer, holding a phone, preparing content in whatever form to publish. And let's talk about other things, volunteering for things or voluntary occupations which fill your time. All of these are likely to be an extension of work, because no matter what you volunteer to do, whether it's something like being on the Society of Young Publishers committee, organising an event or a birthday party for friends, contributing to a neighbourhood watch or committee, all of the people you volunteer for or support have an expectation that you will deliver. And that expectation is that you will deliver to a reasonable or high standard. And particularly if it's a public-facing voluntary role and your reputation or future career might depend on you doing a good job. Can you see now how these voluntary experiences are an extension of work? And all of these count towards you working too much. The other items which might also contribute to working too much are fitness challenges. Whether it's the couch to 5K, Le Jog, which is the walking equivalent of Land's End to John O'Groats, which you do in your own locale. If you've given yourself a target of swimming 25 lengths every time you go to the pool, these can all be seen as an extension of work. Yes, we need targets from time to time, but if every single thing you do in your personal time has an expectation of success or completion, if it's task-driven or deadline-driven, then you are working too much. The antidote to this is to find one thing. Just one thing to start, which you do with no expectation of absolutely anything. No task lists, no deadlines, no discussions, no social media, perhaps even no destination. Pick something that you enjoy and go and enjoy it. Then you'll see and feel the difference between that one thing and the things you do which are seen as an extension of work. Switch off and have some fun for a change, and you'll hardly notice there are no more bank holidays until Christmas. And remember, if you feel you're working too much, or you aren't working enough, or your career isn't going in the right direction, book into our careers clinic. You can find appointments on the bookcareers.com website. Click the link that says book a call or email me. My email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers or on Twitter @bookcareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.